Antibiotics revolutionized medical care when they were first developed about 80 years ago. This is because they attack illnesses at the root, killing infectious bacteria. But lately, the disease-spreading bacteria have increasingly been winning the battle against antibiotics. U of I microbiology professor William Metcalf says that in many places in the world, diseases like tuberculosis cannot be treated with antibiotics anymore.
You might have heard of multi-drug-resistant Staph aureus. You go to the hospital and have surgery, it's a very common surgical infection. However, now some of these strains are resistant to virtually all the antibiotics. And if you get that infection, now we're back to the 1900s, when if you had a bacterial infection, you had a good chance to die.
To a great extent, we humans are responsible for this situation. Metcalf says we are overusing antibiotics.
When you get a cold, that's a viral infection. Antibiotics do nothing to treat that. Yet many people, when they have a cold, immediately go to the doctor and ask for antibiotic. We feed antibiotics to livestock. We spray antibiotics on orchards to treat fungal diseases. And all we're really doing is increasing the population of antibiotic-resistant microorganisms.
Metcalf says this is because it is difficult to kill all bacteria. He says there are just too many, and a small number of bacteria are naturally resistant.
You know, maybe 1 in 10 million, 1 in 10 billion. But in your body, you have tens of trillions of bacteria. And a treatment with antibiotic is likely to give rise to a resistant one.
And this single bacterium will multiply within minutes to produce billions of other resistant disease-carrying microbes like itself. Metcalf says that usually pharmaceutical companies try to counteract this phenomenon by simply searching for new antibiotics.
The problem here comes with the fact that the drug companies are finding fewer and fewer new antibiotics. It gets even scarier when you realize that more than half of the big pharmaceutical companies have absolutely quit looking for new antibiotics.
With the cost of regulation and testing, it can cost drug companies billions of dollars to bring a new drug to market. And Metcalf says for many of those companies, it just isn't worth the trouble. So U of I researchers have stepped in to look for new ways to find antibiotics. They are currently testing chemical compounds called phosphonic acids that are found in bacteria. Metcalf says about 75% of all antibiotics are taken from bacteria. Metcalf says we can find these microbes almost everywhere.
I literally go to my backyard, I go out in front of this building, scoop up a handful of dirt, perfectly harmless organisms to human beings. So we bring them in the lab and we screen them for the capacity to make a phosphonic acid.
A number of phosphonic acids have been known for some time now. For instance, the herbicide Roundup uses phosphonic acids to kill plants. But the U of I team has developed some of these substances further to produce antibiotics economically. Metcalf says some antibiotics have been lying on the shelf for years, but can now be produced by the bucketful, for instance, to treat urinary tract infections and to cure malaria.
And if you think about where malaria is a problem, it's a problem in the third world where they really can't afford expensive antibiotics. And so it's not enough just to find new antibiotics. We need to be able to make them in a way that we can deliver them in an economically feasible fashion to the people who need them the most.
The new $7 million NIH grant will fund the U of I researchers over the next 5 years in their search for better and cheaper antibiotics to save lives around the world. I'm Michael Kuliska. AM 580 News.